This is Utah Public Radio. Flicks at 48 is up next with our film critic, Casey T. Allen. Hi, Casey.
I'm back.
This week, you are reviewing the Netflix film Thunder Force. Critics and audiences are not loving this film. Can't wait to hear what you think.
Thunder Force is a superhero comedy first released on Netflix April 9th. And it inspired me to send a personal message to the film's leading actress, Melissa McCarthy. The message reads like this. Dear Melissa McCarthy, please stop making movies with your writer-director husband, Ben Falcone. Sincerely, Casey T. Allen. The end. Melissa McCarthy and Ben Falcone first worked together as actress and writer-director on the mediocre 2014 comedy Tammy. Thunder Force is a contrived reminder that comedy is difficult. Not just anyone can make a good comedy film. Even when a film has a pair of great stars, it needs a lot more than that to keep people laughing.
Well, Casey, as I mentioned earlier, this is a Netflix film, and yesterday news outlets announced that ArcLight Cinemas and Pacific Theaters are closing permanently. What do you think the future holds for moviegoers? Do you think people will want to return to the movie theater experience?
That was a surprising bit of news. I was not pleasantly surprised, but then I thought it's a possible opportunity for other movie theater franchises to purchase those properties and make them their own. It will be interesting to see how those properties and those buildings will be staying in the same shape, but just under different management or ownership.
All right, Casey, we'll just have to wait and see what happens, but we appreciate you being here, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
My fingers are crossed.